Unfortunately for us, we played the number one team in the country that played like the number one team in the country. I thought offensively they were by far the best offensive team that we played, with their execution, their poise, and their togetherness. But I thought our guys competed and fought hard. I thought we wore down a little bit after we made that run. And defensively is where we hit hard. We couldn't guard them.
Is what makes it so tough to guard them the fact that they've got the two studs, but you really cannot just double and triple team those guys because the other three guys on the court are going to kill you?
Right. When their guard plays so good, when Jordan Bone goes perfect from the field and has 10 assists and only 2 turnovers, and you got the inside player Grant Williams and Schofield's able to post up, and it's hard to help off anybody. And when you do, they make you pay because they're experienced and they know how to play. They really know how to play together.
But you said you couldn't guard them, but you expect the team to miss some shots, too, on occasion.
Like I said, they play like the number one team in the country, and for them to get beat, they're going to have to miss shots. And they didn't. 9 for 20 from the 3 and 40 for 62 from the field, 65% just about. You don't win a lot of games when you shoot the ball that well.
Say that, there was a couple times you got it to within like 4 or 5 points, and they're still shooting 67%. You kind of wondered how you've even stayed within 4 or 5 points when that happens.
We made some shots too in one stretch, and we were able to keep it relatively close, but we couldn't sustain the shot making like they could.
Billy, do you feel like, with the exception, and maybe this time on the old boy Tennessee was shooting, that y'all did everything that y'all played well enough to win from y'all standpoint?
Obviously, we didn't play well enough to win from the standpoint. We could have done a lot of things better. We missed some free throws. We're critical. You got to get all those points against this team. And starting out the game, we transitioned defense. They played at a different pace than we did.
Let me put it different way. Do you feel like y'all maybe played as well as y'all could play?
Offensively, I thought we only had 10 turnovers against a good defensive team, and we made 12 threes. That's probably the most we've made all year. And so offensively, we did. But defensively, I thought we could have done some things better. But then, again, they were really good.
One of the things they do really well is the entry pass, which you don't see as much in college in basketball anymore. Almost, with their big bodies, they just do that entry pass, and then they've got 5 and 6 footers.
Grant Williams, probably player of the year. He's such a great post player. He old school. He knows how to use his body, and he's hard to get around. We kept telling our guys to get around and try to front him, and he just wears you down. And they do a good job of looking for him. And when you're making threes, like they're shooting the ball, and it's hard to like key off anybody because it's so balanced. We're starting four. I mean, look, five. They're starting four starters. What scored 32-36, 53 points. That's pretty impressive.
Did you have a plan to go at Williams at the very beginning? It seemed like you were going into Christian and
We tried to go inside. We tried to play big, but we struggled defensively in transition. That's we started the game out. We hadn't started both bigs out all year. We started that way to hopefully match their size and their physicality, but it wasn't a good lineup for us offensively or defensively against their talent.
You mentioned free throws. I mean, it seemed like even Chuck, when you had the three, and you missed the first two, and at one point, if you'd have made 3 or 4 free throws, it could have been tied.
Yeah, we had some opportunities, but from the free throw line. And when they play that well, you got to do everything right. And we didn't do everything right.